How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Curry, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning to the morning mayhem.
So we had this debate a little bit earlier, and maybe you can settle it. Actually, you probably can't, because I know off air you speak like a sailor. But we couldn't decide if we were allowed to say
only a sailor.
Only a sailor. I was trying to be polite. Are we allowed to say FootSec ANC on radio? It is the number one trending item this morning, being Friday.
Again,
exactly.
Again.
So
again.
Are we allowed
all
to say
week.
It?
It's
and,
been all week,
and
actually.
Is, and why
and you are allowed to say the word. It's not a swear word.
So why did I get a smack?
It's foot in a sec. It literally means a foot to the sec. So foot sec.
Exactly. So it's not so bad. All right.
But it's not so bad.
But it is trending again.
It's not
again.
So bad. It's a massive story, Howard. Mm. And it's been on the charts that I think we're going on for 3 weeks now. The title of this report is Taking Names, SA Fights Back. And we've certainly seen that this week. You know, the president's instruction last week for zero tolerance to corruption was really nicely encouraging this week when we started seeing people being put into the naughty corner. Most of them were pawns, most names, I've got to admit, and maybe it's just me and my ignorance, but I didn't recognize half the names.
Yeah, it's interesting
there. I'll tell you that there was a PSC Director General, and there was the Eastern Cape Premier. There were 10 other MECs and their families. But what I will say is that David Makura finally spoke, and he stood up and said that 90 companies have been named, 90. Have been named, and a list of other nefarious individuals that took no less than 2.2 billion. So it looks like, even though it's a pretty slow game of chess, that there's some movement on this board. Also because Busisiwe Makubani, the judge said, you're going to have to face this one, my friend. So I do love our judiciary, and I feel hopeful this week. Maybe it's because, Howard, they opened diving yesterday, and I'm on the first boat out.
Oh, okay, so that's what, now all they've got to do is give you your cigarettes back, and then you'll be absolutely fine.
No, I'm fine. I'm smoking Paul Mall. Don't worry. It's all good.
Oh, it's all good. it's interesting. We were just saying with Mr. Siwe, she's coming up with every conspiracy theory under the sun. The only one missing from the ANC playbook is the fact that someone's trying to poison her. I'm waiting for her to come up and say that, because she is really quite...
That's always the one, isn't it? It's always the one. No cars were keyed for Busy Seaway, though, so not so sure.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the same hawks that dealt with the car keying incident last week are the same hawks that arrested and did a raid and picked up 42 packs of cigarettes. That's about what's in my cupboard. I'm not going
to
lie.
I actually find, you know, so I was saying to Zanati earlier, a friend of mine sent me a photo last night of a burger that he had just got as a takeaway, and a bottle of something that he said they sold to him as apple juice. And I thought to myself, you know what, it irritated me. I mean, he was doing it to be, showing me to be funny, because he had managed to buy this beer disguised as apple juice. And I thought, this guy's not a drinker. He's a very decent guy, you know,
upstanding.
And he's been turned into a criminal because...
Oh, we all have.
Yeah, exactly. And then one of our listeners said, well, they went to Cresta yesterday on Monday, earlier in the week, and the smoking section of a restaurant was packed, you know, and people are openly smoking. Nobody's had that amount of cigarettes, in storage.
Oh, I've got to laugh. Like, you see, this is why I love our country. Listen, I mean, we had, I believe our slot is a little bit shorter, so I'll pick three stories. The one is corruption, because it's the most obvious one, and it's certainly what everybody's talking about. But then there's this one, a massive story, a tragedy and a big loss for South Africa, the death of Bob Mabena. Mm. At least for me, it made me feel happier. Not that he died, guys, don't get it wrong, that we loved him so much. And the pouring of tributes on my timeline of people's stories, their individual stories about the jammer. And the one story I wanted to focus on was Bob Mabena and how beautiful the tributes were that poured out on our timelines this week. 90,000 unique posts about the man and 500,000 people engaging over, I think it was a 48 to 72 hour period. A really big story in South Africa. And, you know, with the tragedy that it held, it also brought a lot of love. This is the South Africa I know. You know, we love our people that are put into a position where they can play around a bit with the narrative and they can get to the point. You know, you talk show hosts make a huge impact. You don't realize how you are impacting on our lives on an hourly basis. So that was my sort of good news story and the corruption story. Can I focus on Women's Day and Cape Town?
Okay,
let me start with Cape Town just because I have to. So Cape Town issued fines to the tune of 1 million that took 500 litres of alcohol in roadblocks, okay? That 1 million, I want to know if it's going to Khayelitsha, but the answer is no. I feel like I'm just being facetious, but I'm asking anyway. But while I'm on Cape Town, they came up with their own flag. Did you see this?
What?
No.
Well, you know, it's the Republic of Cape Town. I mean, have you ever been down there?
Yeah, no, it's a completely different world. Completely different world.
Well, and they do consider themselves not really part of South Africa.
Mm.
So the Republic of Cape Town's movement came up with a new flag for Cape Town, okay? It looks remarkably similar. In fact, it is a copy-paste of the Confederate flag, except you leave out the stars, because there's no stars in Cape Town.
Wow.
Can you believe that story?
No, wow. I actually had no... Wow. So Cape Town, where would they put the border control? I'm just thinking. And I've always been worried about it because
what would they do without us?
Well, that was the other question. I always worry, you know, when you go down to Cape Town, everybody is always thin and in good shape. And I always feel like the only way I can get down there, like they'll stop me at the airport and say, excuse me, you go to that side. Yeah. And
so, clearly not vegan.
And I'm not a vegan. Exactly. So I don't know. I think they're going to get very strict in Cape Town there.
Yeah, I think so, especially if they're going to run around with a flag that looks like a Confederate one. Women's Day. Why do we have Women's Day? Why do we have Women's Month? I don't get it. Is it a Zanati? Okay, like, Howard, sorry, you don't get to comment here. Fine. Zanati, what has Women's Day done to impact your life ever?
Do you know what? So I love that, especially in media, you have all these stories of, you know, these influential women coming out. It's to inspire and also just to celebrate, you know, the strides that we have made, you know, in including women in our financial systems everywhere. But it also highlights how far we still need to go. That's also another thing. It highlights how far we still need to go. And I think that's good.
Yeah, it is good. Look, the highlights of GBV is good. But if we don't know about it by now, we're a little bit, you know, I saw one of the things I did see is in the hashtags, women had removed the A in and the E in men and man and replaced it with an X.
Well, there, that's really empowering, isn't it?
Well, at the moment I thought, oh, that makes me quite happy. And then I thought, oh, but what does it do?
That's my point.
Yeah, what does it do?
That's my point. Yeah. Is it so, you know, it's so, it's teenage. It's juvenile.
And also, it's saying that all men are bad, and they're not.
Yeah.
There's lots of great guys out there. So can we have a commitment here from the people who participate in Women's Day that next year we'll actually do something? We'll build a shelter. Okay, or we'll start self-defense courses, or we'll focus on women's mental and physical health. You know, there's a beautiful song by Tears for Fears called Woman in Chains, and the chorus line sings, just free her. It's time for us to be freed now. So yes, Women's Day for me was a bit of a damp squid, but only because I felt like nothing really changed. You know, we saw a serial killer in KZN kill 5 women. Okay, that's as many other women who were killed today by other men. You know,
No, you're absolutely right. We do need to start doing something. I mean, it's like how you even said that that black and white challenge with women supporting each other.
Like, I brought the black and white challenge when you wanted to vomit.
Can we actually do things with substance instead of like posting pictures and hashtags?
Well, actually,
you know, like, just say your number, guys.
Somebody
chat to that woman.
I want Tanya. I don't know if this is going to work. I'm going to try and play something. It's exactly 2 minutes. I hope you don't mind.
Okay,
we'll come back to it. I just thought this was
if
beautiful.
If I were a young woman now,
thank you.
I'm not sure how I'd cope with all the things that you have, the opportunities, the technology. I'd like to think it could be a world of pleasure,
but I fear instead it would only be a world of pressure. Pressure to be the perfect mother, the perfect wife, the perfect friend.
Pressure to be successful, a boss, a leader.
If I had my time again, I wouldn't create a to-do list. I'd create a to-don't-do list.
I'd give myself the time to indulge in the things that I now understand are the most important.
What I wouldn't give... to extend those goodnight kisses instead of moaning about having to get up early in the morning.
What I wouldn't give for an extra second of cuddling my babies before they became too big to hold.
What I wouldn't give for 5 more minutes on the dance floor while my legs were still strong enough to carry me.
And this isn't about stopping our fight for equality.
Mine was a generation who burnt their bras.
But we were never in danger of burning out.
No, this is simply about you as a human being. There's the most important word, being. Being lost in the moment.
Being at peace with the world.
Being kinder to myself.
Being kinder to others.
Being able to let go and being proud to do so.
Believe me, if I were a young woman now, I'd spend more time being,
not doing.
I just thought that was, I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, the to-do list.
I didn't get to hear it, sadly.
Oh, you couldn't.
I didn't get to hear it because of the WhatsApp.
I didn't know if you would be able to hear it, as I was playing it. But it's all about mental health, women's mental health, and the pressure on women.
And how we're basically given a to-do list.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we just do instead of being, which is, it's so true.
Please share it on social media. I'd love to know.
I will do that. In fact, I'll send that to you right now. All right. So those are, what else have you got in your, what else were the big stories?
I've got quite a bit. I mean, Lifter Ban and Baxter court case gave us hope. And then there was deathly silence. And the next thing we heard mention of level 2.
Yeah.
So, is it around the corner? Apparently, according to Slim Kareem, this is the guy who's our answer to Fauci. He says they need a few more days to consider. I don't know when they put him in charge. Like, where's Dr. Mkhize? That's all I want to know because I like him.
Yeah.
But anyway, level 2 is imminent, guys, and the president is going to address the nation on Sunday. So those of us, yes, it was mentioned last night, and then apparently that was the conference.
Okay, so that's
but on
news.
Sunday you'll be talking to us, and in the meantime. We can hold our breath for level 2 unless we listen to Batabile Dlamini and, of course, Zanu Dlamini Zuma. They've paired up now on prohibition, which is a perfect match, isn't it?
Yeah, that doesn't get better. Just doesn't get better.
And then, of course, Cecilia blamed criminals for land invasions. She's right. The same criminals that promised land reform.
Yeah.
Stella Abrahams came under fire for a disabled man begging for a wheelchair. Did you see that story?
No, I didn't.
This is I can't even unpack it because it's so full of, like, for me, it's just so depressing. So the pictures were taken of this old guy on his knees in front of Stella Abrahams, trying to give her his ID document. And what's our good friend's name in the ANC faction, the Zuma's buddy, the white guy who dresses in camo? What's his name?
Him.
My favorite. It's my favorite criminal.
Yeah.
So, hey. Anyway,
Yeah.
He said that this is the type of ANC we don't need, and he went off on his high horse, only to discover that the man was disabled. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, oh, okay, well that makes sense. But then the story got even more tragic for me. Is he has this disabled man crawling on the ground to try and get money for a wheelchair. Mm. And that sort of sums up what's going on in the ANC, doesn't it, really? Okay, let's find something positive.
Yes,
come on.
There?
Like, what else is there? Okay, what about, Kigaba.
Kigaba. Yes.
You heard about his seat.
Yo, but that driver, yes. Though.
We were talking about his driver earlier. I said, good help is so hard to find nowadays.
I felt so sorry for that guy. Like, he came under the, you know, Pretorius doesn't mess around here. He's one of the best legal minds I've ever seen in my life. And here came this poor guy, really doesn't. English is so not his first language. And Pretorius grilled him, but once he got into his rhythm, did he drop journals, files, dates, cards.
Quite the driver, yes.
Like suits, like how many times they went to sex and world together, like there was too much.
Yeah, described the details around these paper bags with the money and where they would keep it with a spare tire in the car. Incredible.
Incredible. And then he went on to talk about Brian Malefic. I mean, the likes of Brian. Talk about the loss of Brian. I mean, that was another thing that just couldn't keep my, I just couldn't keep my hands off the, my eyes off the screen. But look, guys, to end on a positive note, I think there's movement. I think we can all see that movement. You know, I had a lovely discussion with civil society organizations this week, and they said to me, will the public be okay when they realize how long the legal process is going to take? And my answer was, civil society removed Dudu Mieni. It took 2 years, and we clapped all the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're patient as long as you're doing the right thing.
As long as it's moving in the right direction, it is absolutely true.
That's it.
Tanya Kruip, this is where we have to love and leave you. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy diving. That is absolutely fantastic that you are back doing that.